Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is. And of course, this is a radio for real people.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, thank you so much to Johan Els, and he's back to you tomorrow morning, daybreak, I heard. And then, of course, have a beautiful and wonderful evening, full of warmth and all those things that you cook, man. Hey, I can't wait to come to your house. Can't wait to come to your house so that I can just enjoy like a king. Huh? Yeah, like a king, so that I can enjoy myself together with you. Thank you, Johan Els. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. Thursday Live, the name of the show. Man, I just wish we started this way. He was a member of the group called Commission. That's how I met this man years ago. His name is Jay Moss. And actually, he used to sing in such a way, you know, that was perpetuated by, you know, some lead singers in a group called Tavares. If you can check the group called Tavares, we'll see there's someone who sings like Jay Moss there. And that was one of those things in the group Earth, Wind and Fire. You'll see Philip Bailey is singing just like that. And of course, here is Jay Moss, man. We must praise. Haven't played this in quite a while. It's been years, actually.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hey, a beautiful song indeed there. We trust the Father is doing you great, man. And he is gracing you so much in a mighty way. You won't believe this. My guests are saying, call me after 5 minutes. Oh, it's like, call me after 5 minutes. I will call the Apostle Phumlamfene after 5 minutes. And after 15 or 20 minutes, I will call Umfundisi Umakamo. And tonight, we are touching this bit. And I think maybe you will enjoy it so much. This, the very aspect of the truth. And we are asking this question. What is holiness even all about? We are asking that question. We are asking that question. And I trust that you will enjoy this so much. I trust that you will enjoy this so much. We are asking this question, holiness. What is holiness even all about? Where the word says, be holy, for I am holy. What does it mean? What is holiness? I want to know what is your take with regards to it. And then, of course, also, I will put across what is meant by the concept of holiness. Holiness, this meaning a divine attribute that separates us from worldliness. But this, a holiness that is of the Father and prescribed by the Father. A righteousness, a purity enjoined through sanctification and spiritual cleansing. And then, of course, also the impartation of Christ and his sinlessness within us. That is what it means to me. And it may mean quite more and even more to you. So you can send me your WhatsApp and tell me what is holiness. When you were confronted by holiness, what happened to you? Or what was going on when the Father conflicted you about holiness? It shouldn't necessarily be that you were doing bad, but the Father may confront you with holiness because he's taking you to another level of spiritual growth in your journey, and he is extending you even far much more. That can be the case, you know. And sometimes it can be that the Father basically wants you to be distinguished in the area that you are, so that you can be his vessel of what purity is all about, and so that you he can use you to win people there. And so holiness is the divine attribute of the Father that is imparted on us, that separates us from worldliness, the nature of the Father within us. And others would say the sinlessness of Christ impartation into our lives. But holiness, a consequence of spiritual cleansing and a purity enjoined. It can also mean that. And of course, we are talking about that. I trust the Father will do you good. And others will say, no, holiness would imply also a divine perfection that is upon us, which is a divine holiness. Be ye holy, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. And that the Father speaks this creative command upon us that says, be ye holy, for I am holy. It's a creative command. When you believe it, it starts to happen. Now, we are talking about that. And also, it is a notion upon us that we are becoming like him, more and more like him as his sons and daughters. That is what it should imply.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
All right. What is holiness? What is it even all about to you? What does it mean? It's an open show we are discussing. And you can tell me what comes to mind when it comes to holiness. What are the things that used to challenge you the most when the concept of holiness would be brought up upon or would be brought up? A separation, a divine attribute, which means this is a characteristic of the Father. Now, Exodus 15 verses 11 says, who is like you, O Elohim, amongst the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? And check it out, glorious in holiness. Who is like you, glorious in holiness? Holiness therefore implies the attribute of glory, the attribute of perfection that we see in the Father, incomparable, without any blemish, without a history of fallibility, and a projection into the future of weakness, without any of that. That is the holiness of the Father, which is ascribed to him in Exodus 15:11. Now, when you go to 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 20, it says, and the men of Beth Shemesh said, who is able to stand before this holy Elohim Yahuwah? And to whom shall it go up from us? Now, this also speaks about the Father's nature, his righteousness, his perfection, which cannot be withstood by any fact, any principality, any notion of worldliness, any pill of society, any philosophy, or any religion, any conviction. That is what it means. That is what it says in that verse. It's the holiness of the Father. And he prescribes it to us. He says, be holy, for I am holy. It doesn't say be holy in a way that is suitable to you. man of flesh. No, no, no. Be holy, just as I am holy. Which means he imparts his attribute that is perfect without any form of other, in inverted commas, that would withstand. Amazing. And I go back to what I said, without any fallibility, without any blemish, with complete perfection. And he imparts it to us, because when he says be, we know he is speaking a creative command. Now, when you look in Psalms chapter 99, verses 9, it says, exalt the Elohim, our Abba, Yahuwah. Exalt the Elohim, our Abba, Yahuwah, and worship at his holy hill. And then there's a semicolon there, which means worship at his enthronement. Worship at his exaltations. Worship at his greatness. Now we start to see. Holiness implies the throne of the Father, his nature, his rule, his majesty, his reign, his kingship, his royalty, his priesthood. It implies that. Hence we are advice to worship. There's nothing that we can do except to worship when it comes to the holiness of the Father. All flesh, all beings bow in heaven and earth. And this is what is important. This is something to look into. I trust that you are walking with me in this.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, welcome back. We are touching that base of holiness, what it is even all about. Let me welcome the Apostle Phumla Mfene. She's online. Thank you so much for joining us, Apostle. Greetings to you and welcome.
Greetings to you, Briaka, to Pastor Makamo, Pastor Green, and to all our wonderful listeners out there.
I trust you're well. Hectic, yeah, I should say.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
That'd be good. Be good.
No, that's good to hear. I've already started with regards to the issue of holiness. And I just read at least three verses. I started with Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Who is like you, O Elohim, amongst the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? And here it speaks about the divine attribute of the Father, which separates him from the rest. It speaks of his perfection that is not found in any other being that was created and any other being that was born. And then it speaks of his divine attribute, which is above all nature. And all space and all creatures. And it says, fearful in praises and doing wonders. Everything about his holiness is a miracle to us, to the angels, to us. It's inexplicable. His glory, Jay, is a miracle in itself. Hence, in his presence, you can't say anything else. except holy. Because this is a perfection that overwhelms, a perfection that does not have a past of fallibility, a perfection that does not have the presence of loopholes and faults, and a perfection into the future that has no negatives. It is the same yesterday, today, forevermore, and growing in glory and glory and glory. As Christ said, for he continues to create, he continues to build, he continues to make. That is what it is. Fearful in praises and doing wonders. And then in 1 Samuel 6:20, and the man of Beth Shemesh said, who is able to stand before this holy Elohim Yahuwah? And to whom shall it go up from us? Who is able to stand before him? His holiness is the power that is unto him. The power that is him. And nothing can withstand. Nothing. This holiness basically is so dangerous. Nothing can stand before the sight of it. This holiness. Before the sight of the Father. Hence, none can see him. And no one can stand a ground. Actually. Unless he says, come, let's reason together. But no one can stand the ground of even negotiating with him. Unless he allows it. No one can say, I have a right to speak to the Father. No one. Someone said, yeah, Jacob wrestled with the Father allowed that. The Father allowed that. He allowed it. He allowed it. He saw the heart of Jacob. He allowed it.
Come on.
And he speaks with regards to Jacob. Jacob, have I loved Esau? Have I hated? Why? Because he saw the heart of Jacob. He saw the heart of Esau even before they were born. That is how perfect he is. And then when you look into Psalm 99 verses 9, it says, exalt the Elohim, our Yahuwah, and worship at his holy hill. The aspect of his holy hill, it speaks about his domain, his reign, his rulership, which is all perfect, without fault, full of his righteousness. Not our own, full of his righteousness. To such an extent that we will not be able to comprehend it properly. The only way that we can nourish what our minds can take is to bow before him and worship him at his reign, at his rulership, at his kingship, at his glory. That's how it is. And then now, with all the power of his holiness that is spoken, he says to us, he speaks a creative command. He doesn't say to us, hey, make sure that you are holy, at least catch a glimpse of at least 10% of holiness. No, he says, be ye holy, for I am holy. He speaks a creative command. He imparts the fullness of his perfection upon us. If we believe, it becomes. He says, be ye holy. It's a creative command. Come when on. He said, let there be the light. The light was there. When he says, be holy, holiness will become imparted upon us because it's a creative command. If we believe it, if we believe it, if we don't believe it, nature believed. That is why nature became. If we believe it, he created nature out of faith, everything out of faith. That's why we can't please him without faith. So when he says, be holy for I am holy, he speaks his attributes. He speaks his nature. He speaks his righteousness. He speaks a purity now becoming enjoined to us. And then he speaks a cleansing, a sanctification, and he imparts in us this veil of Christ, which is sinless. We can call it a messianic sinlessness. That he imparts upon us. This is what holiness is all about. And he attaches that to us. My problem, Apostle, is why don't we believe that? Why do we want to become holy in our own terms? And none of us has succeeded. None of us. I'm including myself. None of us has succeeded in being holy in their own terms. Okay, Mudi Maksatsuba, after 2 months, kena tsubampa cheo fita bat wobut. I know. After 2 weeks, by lo mutopa kus gangen kwa kwa ko Black Rock. Why even? It's people making their own holiness. It's a misunderstanding. Holiness, we should by faith accept it. Accept that the Father work his holiness in us. We can't do it on our own. And we spoke about how great this attribute of the Father is. Nothing can stand before it. It means we cannot fathom how we can achieve this except it be him who instructs it upon us creatively as a command of his reign, his rulership, his majesty. Ah! I hope we understand this. I hope we understand this. When we come back, we will ask more questions and we'll talk even more with regards to this. Otherwise, you can send us a WhatsApp. Talk to us directly. Tell us, what does holiness mean to you? What does holiness mean to you? Check this out. I'm not saying, are we holy? No. The Father says, be holy, for I am holy. If we believe it, then it starts to impart upon us. Just like in the first book of John, to them that believe, he gave them the right to become. Underline the word become. And when you check that word become, it implies that step by step, you are changed into the image of his son. We are all being transformed into the image of his son. So he works his faith in us and it transforms. That's why they call it transformation, a renewal of the mind. It's amazing why we take this so abstractly and to such an extent that many of us don't want to treat it even in our ministries. We don't want to talk about it anymore because yarpalla le rena yarpalla yarpalla ba muruti shule ba motswere a irang wine ya ko kereking ya Easter.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, Apostle, let me bring this to you. What does holiness mean to you?
Yeah. That's a million-dollar question.
Absolutely.
But just before I answer that, I loved what you said when you mentioned the fact that, you know, somebody can come and say, hey, Avasa Tuba Taha, the next thing, then after some time, Seva Tuba, you know, it's a struggle. So, like, Rona Kaborona, really, in Twena, I'm a serial. Now, I get a lot of Najora, that's the Pedal, here, Kasanam and Cooper. If you have another reason to recruit, like, Ufloppy, you. And then hopefully, you know, we start off you asking God for a grace so that we can be able, because holiness is also an attribute of Mudimu. And learn, or as I'm holy, I'm expecting you to be like me, meaning he's expecting us to be different. He's expecting us to be set apart, to be unique. I see how you came not like into unique. And I've noticed that a lot of people, including the world, unique, but not that, but in your uniqueness. So that the world can define you. But like, as I said, Moruti, it's just we are set apart. You're supposed to be different. You're supposed to be unique. We're supposed to be pure, you know, in a world where being pure, being separated, being consecrated, you know, being sacred. And we're supposed to be sacred. But the world doesn't want that. The world will not even allow us. to be like our daddy. And Morena, what I'm coming for a church at Hananglin.
Yes.
Morena,
yes.
Mujima Kasari, be you holy as I'm holy. And then I will allow you simply because I told all the I do the Gasconi. But whatever, when I let grace, Mohau Wahai, there is a whole Okoa and a river Mohau, or Lerner Kono Kona. For attribute higher holiness, so wherever we go, it's answer Ibona Hal. Honorable holiness, I don't know, it's clouded by so much. There's so much going on. You know, the world is placing demands on the church, demands on the people of God. And Tabaya holiness, if you can look at it closely, Joe, you realize Tabaya holiness, man, Modikare again. It's becoming Hanyani a history. Because people don't want to be unique. You don't want to be different. It is a good thing to remember. We are sacred.
Yeah.
We are set apart. We are. Kore pona rebale ba ba mudimu arukhetileni anyakaru tshaneli ena ro mogotse. And this world, ikhathetse ko mamela batho ba tsanetse ka bolela mara ba sa demonstrating pa bolela. We can't speak holiness and yet maphelo a rona a bolela ntho nngwe e tsileng tsileng. And like as I say, it's so easy for people to jump all the time, the messed up good phela ni tole the man of the cloth or the woman of the cloth are ya ni nga khotsa ukuthi nami muntu ngifana nani, but they will not say we are like God. We need to say we are like God. God is holy. And this serves as a good reminder today, this show, because we are still expecting holiness from us because he is holy himself.
Absolutely. The very notion of holiness is a creative command of the Father. And it's important to take note of that. Let me welcome Mpundisi Makam, who is on the line. Greetings to you, Muruti. Welcome, sir.
Muruti, sanibonani ninjani mfundisi wami.
Siyaphila, sibuze kuwe baba.
Awu sibonga uNkulunkulu man, sibonga uNkulunkulu emoshe. And mfundisi ngithanda ukuxolisa man ukuba late.
No problem, I understand. Yeah. I understand. Things happen.
I'm cut for granted umsebenzi lo la ukukhuluma yizwi. For me it's a privilege to speak his word.
Yes.
So I'm cut for granted. That is why on a daily basis I woke up early by one in Shelly Pants. I'm studying, I'm reading.
Okay. Ngiyakuzwa. We are talking. No problem, Mfundisi. I understood. We are talking about holiness, the attribute of the Father. I read the three verses. And Exodus chapter 15:11. Who is like you, O Elohim? Among the gods, who is like you? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. This is a nature of the Father that separates him from the rest. It's a divine attribute of the Father that moves with so much power that there is nothing that will not tremble at the sight of his holiness, at the presence of his holiness. It's a nature of the Father of perfection, the nature of the Father of righteousness, the nature of the Father, of his goodness, which is incomparable. Actually, our words are not even enough to speak and explain his holiness. And with this being such a wonder, he says to us, be holy for I am holy. He knows on your own you won't be able to arrive at this. It's the power of the Father. It's a perfection of the Father that has been there. In the past, there has not been any other fault found in it. In the presence, there's no defection. In the future, there's no fault found in it. And then he says to the weak man, be holy for I am holy. And we should see this as a gift of his righteousness upon us, an impartation. And then he makes a creative command. Every time when the Father says, be, or let there be, or be ye, we know that his words are creating. Every time when he says be, he creates. When he says be ye holy, and we believe it, he imparts his holy. He creates his holiness within us. It's amazing. That's why they say we are born again. He creates his holiness within us. Leye tiyoku zenzi. He said, hey, ntsike ku gunwa jwala. Ntsikile la ho, ntsikile ti brandy. Hayi, after two months, bakubona ubuyelile la bo. Hey,
ubuyela khona.
Bengomile. It's your own holiness. It doesn't work. But the holiness of the Father is the one that he imparts on us. And the devil has been banking on this, that we should continuously be disappointed when it comes to holiness. We should describe it abstractly as something far away from us, something in the sky at the corner of a roof, instead of saying this is what the Father is creating in us. How? When David cries to the Father, he says, create in me a clean heart. It means create in me your holiness. It's created by the Father and it's imparted by the Father by the transforming of our minds. Romans chapter 12 says that. He speaks this command upon us. And by faith, when we receive this, it becomes created. We turn into a new man. They call it, check this out, they call it the Christ sinlessness. They call it also a spiritual sanctification. They call it a purity that is enjoined between us, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Hey, banna. Makam, uthini ke wena?
Hey, mfundisi wami, hayi, sewuyikhulume yonke. Yeah, I call me a fundis man. Yeah, being holy, Muruti, it's a commandment from the Father.
Yeah,
to remember, our God is a holy God. I ain't go good enough, he will be holy. No, in nature, is a holy God. So, what is a holiness, Mfundisi? Holiness is being set apart, pure, and morally righteous, while also reflecting God's character. You can underline it. Reflecting God's character. While you are walking on earth, I reflect a character kan kulunkulu. But abantu mabakubona, babona ubaba la kuwe. Mambona unkulunkulu ahamba ngenyawo la kuwe. Lakini. Nakubanban is long umunta umtana kan kulunkulu, but babona unkulunkulu ehamba ngenyawo la. Reflecting God's character through love and compassion. Uthando esithanda ngalo abantu. Angisho leli thando leli lokubizelana emakhoneni mfundisi. Ngikhuluma ngothando, the pure love, leli agape. Lele agape. Angikhulumi ngalo lamanye lawa lapha. Ngikhuluma ngaleli agape. Lelo kuthina awumthande ngokuthina expect something. Loving without waiting for something yokuthina kumele in 10 years to come. So, but ureflect uthando lekaNkulunkulu umthanda umuntu noma yena sekangasakuthanda kodwa wena umthanda. Because you reflect God. So holiness is being set apart and morally righteous while also reflecting God's character, true love and compassion. So that is the love. When you go to the book of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2. Uto verse 2, Mruti. The Lord said to Moses, verse 2, say to the community of Israel, be holy, because I, the Lord your God, I am holy. Be holy. So in holiness, God has not called us to do be holy. God has called us to be holy. To be and to do is something. In order for you to do, number one, you have to be number one. Uba yile nto unkulunkulu afuna ukuthi uba yiyo before uqala kwenza.
The command.
You know, kunento thina emabandleni umfundisi wami. Lapha ibhala khona isiketho samademoni. This is kanti sidlala ama drama emadibone sithi in order ukuthi na ube ngcwele emntanami kumele uqala uyeke utshwala kumele uqala ungathandi ubani bani bani kumele uqala ungahambi nabo bani bani kumele uqala you know sidlala iy'keshwo zamadimoni ke lapho understand then uma siqeda udlala iy'keshwo then ke noma sewumuntu anikela kakhulu so uyingcwele kakhulu ulunge kakhulu uyingcwele ngoba futhi uyamuzwa noma sekakhuluma uyazi ukuthi kuney'tepe eziholi mfundisi isitepe songena esontweni umuntu angena ngathi ufada waseromo kombona uma ngena umfada waseromo emangena esontweni ya isitupini siyangena ngaso esiholi ethi noma akhuluma bazalwa nebameli kungathi izwi likankulunkulu kodwa masemthole ekhaya ha uhlanya ngoba esontweni indawo yokudlala iy'keshwo zamadimoni i-holiness mfundisi ayide hambe ukukhuluma kongathi awufuna ukukhuluma i-holiness is how you present is who you are is who wena number one the way uphila ngakhona i-character yakho abantu uma ukhuluma bezwa uNkulunkulu ekhuluma la kuwe uthi uhamba abantu babona uNkulunkulu ahamba uthi noma ngaba kune judgment ye something bezwa ukuthi le judgment lela uNkulunkulu ukhulumile so inkinga mfundisi bani yokuthi umuntu uba holy uma sekufike Sunday yabona kusasa ah isukile ufuna ukukhohle kusasa mfundisi ilanga labo le Good Friday
yeah
lapho kudlala khona iy'keshwo zamadimoni uza upeta upeta uphuma wenta wenta ngoba bacabanga ukuthi baholo uma kukhulunywa kanjalo you understand kudlalwa iy'keshwo zamadimoni ukhona omunye oke wangibuza athi why uma bakhuluma kongathi baminceka kancane kongathi baphelelwe umoya iy'keshwo zamadimoni zidlalwayo namhlanje kubhizi kukhulunywa about le nto lela eziwu-seven amazwi ayisixhenxe amazwi ayisingaphingaphingaphingaphi ngoba wemka wenza wekhwela embongola wayakuphi understand yonke le nto lela kudlalwe iy'keshwo zamadimoni ebekhuluma kanjalo khona la banamashenda abo khona la yiwo la amen khona la ukhohlwa ukuthina ukushendeza phakathi noma ungasiphakathi ukushendeza nje uzoube necherry enkonzweni noma ungasiyinkonzweni wherever you are ube necherry which means awusekho holy because our God is a holy God. God has made a man to have only one wife. So i-holiness is how we live. How we treat our wives, how we treat our neighbors, how we do things even inside the church or outside the church. Holiness ayipheleli enkonzweni, ayipheleli kusasa njengoba kuyi Good Friday, ayipheleli kusasa. Holiness is 24/7. Every minute, every second, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, uNkulunkulu afuna umuntu abe holy. Hayi into yokuthi ugqoke uniform. Then ke sewuqala ukukhuluma kungathi uphethwe amazinyo. Akuthi holiness yokuzenzela le lapho. Uma umthwala ke sekaphumile ke, uma umthwala enkonzweni agqoke uniform, baba vuyi, ngibenge ngokokoni, inkosi yami. Mthole ke uma sekuphuma enkonzweni ungahlanyela ereni wantala bayena yena lo muntu abeka aququbele lo
uthi wantolobele. I hear you. No, I hear you, Makam.
Injalo mfundisi holiness. Holiness uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi yibe character, a lifestyle. Kungakho David athi create in me a clean heart.
Yeah.
So that And how?
So it's a creative command. You said, he says to Moses, go and tell the children of Israel, be holy for I am holy. It's a command. But it's a creative command. They had to believe it, that the Father is actually building it upon them. He is creating it upon them. Our own holiness is just filthy rags, man. Our own goodness is just filthy rags. Our good deeds are just filthy rags. And we miss it out when it comes to holiness. All right. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. What is holiness even all about? I'm talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene and, of course, also Pastor Makamu on the line. We are touching base on the issue of holiness. What is holiness? I'm just going to look into Scripture and what Scripture is saying.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note. What is holiness? What have you learned about holiness? What is it even all about? And Apostle, I'm looking at Ezekiel 39, verse 7. It says, so I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. Yep. And I will not let them profane my holy name anymore. Mm. Then the nations shall know that I am the Elohim, the Holy One of Yasharal. And I've been trying to understand this quite well. What do you mean you make your name known? Because already they knew your name. You spoke it to them from Mount Sinai. You said you are who you are. I am that I am. And you spoke and said you are the Elohim, the Holy One of Yasharal, Yahuwah. You spoke that. What does it mean? And then when he says, I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people, he basically says he will impart his holiness within each and every heart of the child of Israel.
Yeah.
And each and every one of them will have the identity of the Father. Oh, no, man. Come on. Each and every one will have the identity of the Father. Because there is no way that they can know this in theory.
Yeah.
It had to be practical. Then the Father would inscribe it in their hearts. And so he will inscribe his name, which means his character. He will start to be inside each and every child of Israel. Then each and every child of Israel will have a knowledge of him from within, not in theory. And his nature shall be within. And then he says, then when the nations look at Israel, they will see me. Not people like them. They will see me. When the nations look at Israel, they will know that I'm the Holy One of Israel. It means they will see him. They will see him. They will behold him in each and every one of the children of Israel. It's when he imparts his nature that is without fault, that is sinless, that is perfect, that is without blemish, that is without an end. That is a beginning, that is an end. His nature that is incomparable. His righteousness and his goodness within individuals. He says within children, the children of Israel. Amazing there. In other words, then he makes them kings. Then Christ says later on in the years, but don't you know that you are gods? It means he lives within you. He has made you such as Israel. Hey, are you willing? Apostle, what do you say on this?
Communicator, his desire.
Yes.
Really, that's what God wants to see in us. He wants for
absolutely.
And also he wants the nations, other nations, when they look at us.
Absolutely.
They must see him.
Yes.
So meaning we need to come to a point where we are so impacted by Mudimu, so that holiness high can, you know, can easily be seen. We can exhibit His holiness. Can or impact or impart more than anything. You know, as you are talking, I'm reminded of Moses. Approach bush. I say, well, for a game with Dimuka Civil, I know what I come Conalica thing. I'm not, then that win well.
Yes.
Because, you know, and in essence, that meant for it. Every Taco Mudim, remember good Kirikans and Alin Chahor, just come as you are, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, look, you see, I'm just coming as I am.
But
there's no way we cannot we can continue to come as we are and not change. More especially, releboga modimo ka Jesu, cause more than a Jesu can have khoni sangwe re re khone go ba go ba separate re khone gore batho ba bona more than a Jesu o rile I'm the direct image ya mtate wa ka gore he le bone nna le bone papa ka, you don't even have to look for him. When you're in me, you must know you have seen the Father. So we need to come to a place where we exhibit holiness so much that people, when they look at us, they will see the direct reflection.
Absolutely. For
most other convicted, simply because they see the God in you.
Yes.
And then one of the things that I want to really highlight in Monaco, Banaba Mudimu, Hoba Holy also, it means to cut off. So more than a hurry, or what impact, what impact, or return alien. Meaning, you cannot be like him until you cut off yourself from certain habits,
yes,
from certain spaces, from certain places, from certain individuals. You know, by virtue of us associated Libona, we become defiled. It's no longer a big deal. When you want to push in the Bay Holiness, what about Nagaro and Uto Ubar?
Yeah.
I learned to learn. I Unkulu has most these, but like as I said, thank God for Jesus.
Hey, Panna.
Oiling at to just make sure, remember, there was no way you could approach God only faithfully. There is no way you can even pray. It's worse than the Jewish people. Abadumele halukor babulele kalibitola mudimu wasa tapale men, no basa tapa. Ba perform outward rituals. Samika shokor, kamo nite kamo. But clean, forgetting what the cleanliness of atahankia kamo har, the righteousness, the purity, the separation, kia kamo har.
Yes.
Separate ourselves from things. We need to cut off those things. And then, unfortunately, Joe, it's not easy for us to cut them off. Because in most cases, we just want to remember to ba mukhelan kele fati when the world does not receive us. I receive sharp relevant amamdi. So at the end of the day, you compromise. At the end of the day, you get yourself engaged in things that are not supposed to be engaged with. You begin to touch things you shouldn't touch. You begin to have goodness in tonga fanlang nogutu benaz ba umtana wagan kunukun.
Yeah.
Body put helwana.
Hey.
Nobody put helwana.
The camel. We
are from Sala, Sabuya Lingan. Our Fanelang would you go Sabuya Lingan?
Next.
You are a holy nation. Royal priesthood. So, seeing as for a bona, you know, our holiness of an Abam Jimkur, really, Mujum Arutus, as a church, if there's anything that we need now more than ever before, it should be reminded that we need to be like Him. And even, but we believe that without holiness, we can't even see God. So, this is something we need to really make sure, whether Satan Ula Nati, Agalu Nati, but finally receive the first. The grace of God, the grace, His ability is there to enable us to live a holy life. To live, you can live a separated life, a consecrated life in this world where sin is normal these days. And also even in church is even normal to fall by the wayside. So this is at the end of the day, in this season of a great fall away, great apostasy, where evil is good, where good is evil, your holiness, hanyani hanyani ya diminish. May the Lord help us.
May the Father help us indeed. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene and also to Pastor Makamu Josias. We are touching base on the very issue of holiness as to what it implies.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, we are talking about holiness, what it is even all about. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 13, Mfundisi Makam, it says, you are of purer eyes than to behold evil and cannot look on wickedness. Why do you look on those who deal treacherously and hold your tongue when the wicked devour a person more righteous than he? It's just amazing. This is a consecration. I want to say it again. It's a consecration. This word speaks with regards to that. Purer eyes than. When he says than, that is a notion of comparison already. When he says you are of purer eyes than, it's already a notion of comparison. He says than to behold evil. Purer eyes than to behold evil. Pure to such an extent that evil cannot stand the sight of the eyes of the Father. Yo. Now, it is by his grace that he becomes patient, that those who still dwell in wickedness can see the gift of salvation in his Son Christ. Not that they make rituals, but that they see so that they can move away from the wickedness. Because his eyes are like fire. If you read in the book of Revelations, you will see his eyes are like torches of fire, consuming everything he beholds which is not holy. And nothing unholy can stand his sight unless he puts his grace and says, look, I'm patient with you. I'm offering you Christ. And the end will come and a judgment will come. It's up to you. Choose for yourself. This separates him from the rest. Holiness, therefore, to us, speaks with regards of being separated from the rest, which means from the world in itself. A purity that is high above worldliness, world standards, whether it's worldly achievements. This is a purity high above that, a purity that is from the Father. Something that we must take into consideration, something that we must understand. Funis Makam?
Number one, I'm calling you to know I'm being lelanga. Oh, my apostle, greetings to you in your absence.
Ah,
I'm to ask you to know about greetings in your absence.
Ayenza kuphile. Abayenzi kule ya political party yase Mozambique.
Awazi wena mfundisi awazi khona la khona la.
Oh, okay.
Emazambiki phela awukhulunywa English, khulunywa isiPutukezi. So ngiyizwa khona la khona la emakhoneni la ebandleni lakho la, but greeting to Pastor Ray in absentia.
Yeah.
Mfundisi wami, as I said before, kutina, holiness is being set apart. Let us underline that way, they set apart.
Yes, sir.
You were amongst other people.
Come on.
Abengeko holy.
Yeah.
And bangeko holy nje. Ukubakubene nabo, uhlele nabo.
washada nabo, waphila nabo,
washada nabo,
waphuza nabo,
wenza yonke uphuza nabo.
Hey madodana,
lapha lapha emisportini uhlala nabo, jayiba nabo, yonke into uyenza nabo.
Senyakhipha manje.
Then uNkulunkulu athatha isandla.
Yeah.
Akususe.
Hey madodana.
Akubeka esayithini.
Mm.
Athi wena, as from today, you are mine.
Hey. Ungowami.
Ungowami.
Yeah.
But ba choose yena, but makahamba yo representa in South Africa, Asia.
Hmm.
So it's what God does to us.
Hmm.
Akuthola ukubaxubene nabantu uyo yonke lento lelapho yingasizi asika kususe akubeke esayithi athi wena.
So uzoba yini? So uzoba yini?
U representa mina.
Uzoba yimi wena.
Uzoba yimi abantu mabakubona ababone wena babona mina.
Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ, I no longer live but Christ lives in me. Yeah,
isho njalo
nayo
isho njalo. So wena ucrucifywe ungazange ubethelwe, ucrucifywe ngokuthi kunalo wacrucifywa endaweni yakho.
Nayo indaba
uyayibona le nto, but wena uyirep yami. Wena uma abantu bakubona mina abangazi, bazi wena. So since bazi wena, wena uzobatshela ukuthi mina ngithe ebantwini.
Yeah,
uyayithola le nto leyo
ukuthi mina nginguye. Yes,
uyayithola le. Then uNkulunkulu, then ke kungakho ngithi na being set apart, pure and moral, righteous, while also reflecting. I reflect on Fundis one.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to describe it. I reflect on Fundis one. You understand?
Mm.
So that noma ubani ngoba ngireflect uNkulunkulu, umuntu uyambona uNkulunkulu a hundred or billion kilometers away, but abona uNkulunkulu ela eduze naye ngoba ubona wena Ray ula eduze naye ngoba akamazi loNkulunkulu, but wazi wena ukuthi icharacter kaNkulunkulu naye lena.
Yeah.
Kungakho itina reflecting God's character. You understand? True love, the way we love people. What in the pana ku Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26? What you shall be holy. You shall be holy and belong only to me.
Yes.
Because I am the Lord.
Consecration.
Your God, I am holy.
Yes.
I have set you apart. Young of us are still cool. I have set you apart. Wau gwele phakathi kwabantu, but ngathatha isandla ngakubeka ngawukhipha. Angazi mfundisi wami ukuthi na ukuwabona izinja, angazi ukuthi zikhona izinja lapho ema-rubber start lapho ukhona. Kunezinja mfundisi ezihamba ema-dustbin.
Yeah.
Uyabona inja mayihamba i-dustbin mfundisi wami?
Yes.
Lifike izwa kunuka kwethambo.
Yeah.
Phakathi kwe-dustbin.
Mm.
Then you will see dustbin number one.
Yeah.
Kutala kuthi lapha kunalela thambu leya. Kunabo mzala badlala-dlala, wabona labo mzala laba base toilet. Sibungu. Ziyadlala-dlala phezu kwethambu. But inja ayifuni ibungu. Inja ayifuna leli thambu leli.
Yeah.
Lizolithwala emlonyeni walo. Iyolibeka esayithini. Lithintithe ibungu. Mhlambe ngesikhathi izayidle nalezi ibungu kodwa ayifuni zona. Yifuna lelithambo lela.
Yeah.
Ngabe izwe kunuka kwalelithambo. That is what God did to us. Sinuka siyabantu be dustbin.
Eish.
Asisuse ayiwise dustbin. Akuduluze azalikhiphe ithambo akhiphe mina nawe ukuze ayokubeka akuwashe akwenza athi wena ungowami wena wena ungowami ureflecta mina wherever you go ungahambi uqhosha the only thing kumele uqhoshe ngayo uqhosha ngami kungakho umpostolo Paul athi ukufa kimi kuyinzuzu ukuphila futhi you understand so whether ngiyaphila ngiphilela yena whether ngiyafa futhi ngifela yena
yeah
you understand ngoba ayikho ezothi mina la so we must go to that level yokuthi na mina ngiyirep mina ngiuNkulunkulu abantu mabangibone bathi uzoba uNkulunkulu kanjani kade ngapha udlengula engathi phela sku phela kunalabo uNkulunkulu abakhona manje namhlanje namhlanje bengimamela umuntu kuthi ha abantwana kabangena kabangena
hayi
bandile manje baye khona
hayi
ba akabadlalisi ke abantwana ke lo phethe uNkulunkulu onjani ke lo ukuthi nalo aloka athatha abafazi babantu uNkulunkulu onjani ke lo uNkulunkulu onjani wena ungakwazi ku bekho unkosikazi omunye umuntu abantu basithemba ngamakosikazi wabo enkonzweni uNkulunkulu onjani wena abantu bamazi uNkulunkulu and uthi David the Lord is my shepherd angathi the Lord udlamini uJehova ungubelusi
come on
then wena ulusa kanjani kathi udle mhlambi
hey madodza
ulusa kanjani what kind of a shepherd are you ufana na lempana la beka bangisa ingulube ukudla kwazo le kuluka chapter 15 siyafuna ukudla kweingulube ufana naye ufuna ukudla ukudla lokudla ingulube yiloko wena uyiko no be holy today I was telling my wife kutina the first thing that a man must do in order to lead a church is to respect himself amesaba uNkulunkulu then as a respect tekte yena before respect umunye umuntu and okay then uma zirespect azokwazi ukurespecta unkosikazi omunye umuntu umrespecta kanjani umunye umuntu lokho kubonisa ukuthi you don't respect yourself and you are the image of the living God abantu bafuna ukumbona uNkulunkulu bambona kanjani kanti wena awuzirespect
yeah ngiyakuzwa ngiyakuzwa we're taking your calls give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322 you can also send us a WhatsApp 0826572729 what is holiness all about
do you need prayer WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DStv 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.